Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men today attended the inaugural session of the Northeast Students Organization General Council meeting at Namsai, terming the youths as the true strength of the nation, vibrant, capable and full of promise. The DCM in a social media post said that he is delighted to witness student leaders and youth representatives from across the Northeast coming together to deliberate on vital issues from education and employment to cultural preservation and regional unity. Hosted by APSU, the gathering brought together leaders including Chief Advisor NESO, Dr. Samojal Bhattacharya, Chairman NESO, Samuel Jirwa, Secretary General NESO, Mutshiko Yobu, and representatives from seven northeastern states. The draw of lottery for the reservation of Zila Parishad and Gram Panchayat seats in Tawang district was conducted successfully today at the Deputy Commissioner's Office, Tawang. The exercise was carried out to ensure one-third reservation for women in the Panchayati Raj institutions. The draw began with the reservation of Zila Parishad seats. Out of the six Zila Parishad seats in the district, two seats, Tawang and Zamithang Dungdang Kar, were reserved for women. Subsequently, draws were conducted for all 87 Gram Panchayats across the district. The process was supervised by Deputy Commissioner cum District Election Officer Tawang Namgyal Angmo and witnessed by MLA Tawang Namge Shring, Zila Parishad Chairman Lekhi Gombu and others. The Arunachal Pradesh State Health Society today organized a one-day sensitization meeting for 16 malaria-free districts on preparation of district dossiers for sub-national malaria elimination verification at Nahalagun. The meeting aimed to orient district officials on procedures and technical requirements for achieving district clarification under the sub-national malaria elimination program, aligning with the national goal of a malaria-free India by 2030. District program officers and consultants from 18 districts participated in the meeting. The 8th edition of the MTV Tawang Challenge began today with the Men Elite XCT Cross-Country Time Trial and Junior Category races, marking an energetic start to the event. Briefing media persons, convener of the Arunachal Cycling Association, Pura Kong Kung, informed that over 35 riders from across India are participating in this year's challenge. He highlighted that the event aims to promote adventure sports and cycling culture in Arunachal Pradesh's picturesque and challenging terrain. The event is being organized by the Arunachal Cycling Association under the aegis of the Cycling Federation of India with support from the Department of Youth Affairs. A fire broke out in Ruing Colony, Pasighat yesterday afternoon, suspected to be triggered by an electrical short circuit. Deputy SP Pasighat, Ayub Poko, informed that emergency responders and local residents acted swiftly to alert authorities. Firefighters reached the scene promptly and managed to contain the blaze, preventing it from spreading to nearby houses. He further informed that no injuries or casualties were reported and further investigation is underway. In the meantime, Deputy SP has urged the residents of East Siang District to remain alert against fire hazards during the dry winter months, noting that Pasighat annually experiences strong winds which can aggravate such incidents. He further appealed to the public to report any fire emergencies without delay. A health camp was conducted at Raling Village, Mebo Subdivision, East Siang District by Siang Trust yesterday. A total of 55 camps patients, including senior citizens, were examined. Free pressure tests, sugar tests, glycated HP test, ECG, lipid profile, free medicines were given during the camp. Similarly, free health camps have been planned for citizens of remote villages of the area in the coming days, informed a release. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar has said the world must display zero tolerance against terrorism, emphasizing that the menace remains one of the biggest threats to global peace and stability. He said this while addressing the 28th East Asia Summit in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia today. Mr. Jaishankar said that the right of defense against terrorism can never be compromised and urged the global community to act collectively against it. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.